This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. The nation will celebrate the 79th Independence Day tomorrow with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. The Prime Minister will unfurl the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. As the nation is making giant strides towards realizing the government's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the theme of this year's celebrations is Naya Bharat. The celebrations will serve as a platform to commemorate the continuing rise of a prosperous, secure and bold Naya Bharat and provide renewed power to surge further ahead on the path to progress. The success of Operation Sindoor will be celebrated during the Independence Day celebrations this year. Invitation cards are carrying the Operation Sindoor logo as well as the watermark of Chenab Bridge. Around 5,000 special guests from different walks of life have been invited to witness the celebrations at Red Fort this year. These include Indian contingent of Special Olympics 2025, winners of international sports events, and gold medalists of Khelo India Para Games. To promote patriotic fervor among citizens and to celebrate victory of Operation Sindoor, a number of band performances will be conducted pan-India for the first time in the evening of Independence Day celebrations. The performances will be conducted by the bands of Army, Navy, Air Force, Indian Coast Guard, NCC, CRPF, ITBP, CISF, SSB, BSF, IDS, RPF and Assam Rifles at over 140 prominent locations throughout the country. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 79th Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 in the evening on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 tonight on its respective regional networks. Today is Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. It commemorates the victims and sufferings of people during the partition of India in 1947. This day, the nation pays homage to all of those who sacrificed their lives and suffered unimaginable pain during the partition in 1947. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that this day reminds the upheaval and pain endured by countless people during that tragic chapter of our history. He said that this day honors their grit, their ability to face unimaginable loss and still find the strength to start afresh. Mr. Modi added that this day is also reminded of our enduring responsibility to strengthen the bonds of harmony that hold our country together. In a fitting tribute to all those who lost their lives due to the partition of the nation and were displaced from their roots in 2021, the government had decided to observe 14th August every year as a day to commemorate their sacrifice. The Supreme Court's recent order on the stray dog menace in Delhi NCR will be re-examined. The Chief Justice of India, CJI, has constituted a three-judge bench comprising Justices Vikram Nath, Sandeep Mehta and N.V. Anjaria for the same. A hearing on the matter will take place today. Earlier yesterday, CJI B.R. Gavai had said he would examine the ongoing issue relating to community dogs after an advocate mentioned the matter, saying different benches of the Supreme Court have issued conflicting directions. The Indian benchmark indices BSE Sensex advanced 188 points or 0.23% to 80,723, while the Nifty 50 inched up to 24,659, up 36 points or 0.18% in early trade. In the U.S. markets, technology stocks showed strong gains as the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.04%, the Nasdaq gained 0.14%, and the S&P 500 advanced 0.32%. In Asian markets, Japan's Nikkei surged 1.42%, China's Shanghai added 0.20%, Hong Kong's Hang Seng climbed 0.06%, and South Korea's Kospi inched up 0.2%. And that is the end of the news bulletin.